John Babinak says Illinois' financial dilemma should come as no surprise. Simply put, he blames Rod Blagojevich. Babinak says the imprisoned former governor started programs Illinois couldn't afford, and it's the job of legislators to cut them.
We start from zero, figure out what the key priorities of state government are, and build up from there, making government as efficient as possible and the state spending as efficient as possible. And when we create these programs, we measure the outcome of those programs to make sure they're doing the job we intend them to do.
Babinak says legislators also hurt the economy by raising the state income tax. He says higher taxes and higher workers' compensation rates are forcing businesses to move out of state. Senator Frerichs defends his vote to raise the state income tax from 3 to 5% for 4 years, noting some of that is intended to pay down bonds to lenders.
My hope is after the election, when it's over, people will say, hey, this is something we should do. We can reduce the interest rate we're paying to some of our vendors out there. We can catch people up to date so that they don't have to go out and borrow themselves and pay interest. It seems just to be the fiscally right thing to do.
Frerichs blames Illinois' pension problems on the inaction of previous state legislatures. However, he credits state employee unions for their willingness to negotiate and seek a way to resolve pension obligations to state employees. Frerichs is bullish on wind energy and cautiously optimistic federal clean energy subsidies will ultimately be renewed, improving the long-term prospects for wind energy companies in the state. Babinak says he's willing to consider all of the above when it comes to energy policy, including lifting a 2-year moratorium on coal mining in East Central Illinois.
As long as we do it in a safe, efficient manner where, you know, any side effects can be controlled or mitigated, we should be doing that. We shouldn't be standing in the way of job creation, of industries that might not be politically popular, not liked, if we can control the environmental effects of that.
Both Babinak and Frerichs have expressed some reservations about the continued practice of hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, to collect natural gas trapped deep beneath shale rock. Frerichs has sponsored measures designed to make the process safer. Senator Frerichs says he and other lawmakers extended Illinois' tax incentive program for businesses in the state's 97 enterprise zones, including in Champaign, Urbana, Danville, and Rantoul. The program was going to expire next year. Frerichs says that would have been detrimental to businesses in the state.
Businesses want to be able to make long-term plans, and if they think that, well, I only have these benefits for the next year or two, they're much less likely to make those capital investments that are needed to put people to work. So that was something this year we're able to eventually get accomplished. I think it'll be very beneficial to the state.
And that cuts to the heart of what sets these candidates apart when it comes to the economy. Senator Frerichs sees a role state government can play in encouraging economic growth. Babinak believes state government needs to get out of the way of business to let the private sector spur on itself.
I think the first step for Illinois policymakers to address our economy is to stop doing harm.
I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media.